The question today is the church universal or local? Is the church universal or local? Let me just say this. A lot of people believe in what's called the universal church instead of a local church. But I believe the word is local. In fact, the definition of a church is a visible body. Now, you cannot see a universal church. In other words, a visible body of baptized believers who meet together to glorify God. And if there was a universal church or an invisible church, as some would say, that there, you cannot see that. You cannot meet together. And you say, but explain that. Well, Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 18, Jesus said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, that rock wasn't Peter. It was Jesus himself, upon whom Jesus built his church. We dealt with this yesterday on the broadcast. The church was started not on the day of Pentecost, but the church was started during Jesus' earthly ministry when he built it upon himself, not upon Peter. Peter's not the rock, even though his name means stone or pebble or whatnot. But basically, Peter is a piece of the rock, just as you and I, if we're saved, we're also a piece of the rock. So he said, "I'll build my church." So it was when he called the twelve apostles together, 1 Corinthians 12:28, and when he set forth some in his church, first apostles, when he called them together, that instituted a local, visible body, a New Testament church. And so you need to understand that. Now, the church is not the building. Many people look at the building and say, "My, what a beautiful church you have." Well, that's the building where the church meets, where the church comes together. And so, therefore, the church has got to be a visible a body, a local visible body of baptized believers who meet together to glorify God. Now, we know, and by the way, when it says there, "Up on this rock, I will build my church." And people say, what does he say, "will"? That means future tense. Well, you realize something. The Lord has operated in types all through the Old Testament. And therefore, there's the types of the Lamb, which was a type of the Lord Jesus, who was the Lamb that take away the sin of the world, and so forth. A lot of types. Well, today we've got some types. There's a baptism, as far as water baptism. That's a baptism that places you in. It's really the door into a local, visible body of baptized believers. In other words, it means you become a member of that church that you're baptized into. Now, you can transfer your membership from one church to another, and that's scriptural in doing that, but you are obligated to that place of a local visible body. That's the place where you have chosen to place your membership at. And therefore, he said, when the church come together, in 1 Corinthians, Paul's telling them about to observe the Lord's Supper. When the church come together, let it be for this reason. Therefore, the kind of Lord's Supper a person should have is that of what we call a closed communion. Not close. Some people call it close. Means all Baptists can meet together. All another denomination can meet together. Some call it open, meaning everybody who says they are saved can observe the Lord's Supper. But not so. It's to be closed when the church come together, a local visible body, and they're to come together for that purpose of observing the Lord's Supper. And therefore, it's the local church. The local church has responsibility of disciplining its members. You cannot do that to a universal, invisible body. And so, therefore, it's the local, visible body is what it amounts to. Not a building, but it's church. Now, we notice in the Bible, to prove to you, it's not just one church per se. The Bible says, as Paul's writing to the saints at Galatia, Paul and the apostles, verse 1 of chapter 1 of Galatians, "Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia." Churches, plural, of Galatia. So there's more than one church in that locale. In other words, a local, visible body, not a universal, invisible body. And so, therefore, you realize something. As I said, it's not a building, because in the early church, didn't even have buildings. The Bible tells us this in the book of Philemon, in chapter, well, there's no chapter, it's just in the second verse, and he said, "To our beloved Althea and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house." In other words, there was a church who met together in the house. Doesn't matter where you meet, it's just the fact you need to meet. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter number number 18, verse number 20, he says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." Now, that doesn't mean you can just come together and form a church just by saying we're going to start a church. You need the authority of the Lord to do that. God needs to birth that church into existence, that local visible body into existence, and He'll do that. It needs to be mothered right. And it needs to have traces of perpetuity as far as its doctrine all the way back to what Jesus taught. If you don't teach what Jesus taught, no matter how you're connected, you're still not a scriptural New Testament church. It doesn't matter what you have name you have over the door. So therefore, you realize it's not the building. It's not just what you say. It's what God does, what He's birthed, what He's brought into existence, the local visible body. He wants His type perfect. You see, when Moses had a type, the water being smitten, the rock being smitten, the water come out of the rock, and he was supposed to speak to the rock the second time, but instead he smote the rock, and that broke God's type, and God sent death upon him prematurely because he broke God's type. So the type in this day is the local visible body. It's only a type, and baptism is only a picture, a type, if you please, of what happened to you the moment you're saved. When you're saved, you're baptized into Christ. Now, water baptism doesn't put you into Christ. It puts you into the local visible body of the church, which is a type of Christ, if you please. And therefore, when you're baptized with the Spirit, you're baptized into a forming body that will be called out at the rapture one day. And when it's called out at the rapture, it will be a church. It will be a local visible body at that time. You see, the Lord's going to come back and it says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16, "The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." And you go and study the Scripture, you'll find that you, as you're there with Him, and of course there's the judgment seat of Christ right after the rapture, and then there's the marriage of the Lamb, and then there's the marriage supper of the Lamb that will be there. But you know what? The Lord calls all the saints in heaven one day. It's not any denominational name, but He calls them this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 23, when He says, "To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect." In other words, He called it the church of the firstborn. In other words, it's talking about a local, visible body of baptized believers who are called out to meet the Lord, to meet together. And that'll be in heaven. That'll be His body, if you please. And therefore, the Lord is adding to that body daily. Now, that's not universal church. That's not invisible church. Some call it the family of God. I call it a forming body, which is the family of God. And I understand that. And so as a result, He put in first the apostles, and then He's added such later that should be saved, He said in the book of Acts chapter 2. But as far as the building is concerned, there wasn't any buildings built until later. I remember being in Turkey in 1974, where we visited the seven churches of Asia. And those churches were all left now. Some people say, well, if the Lord ever starts a church, it'll stay in existence. Well, where's the church of Philadelphia? Where's the church of Thessalonica? Where's the church of Berea? As far as the one in the Bible, it's not there. You see, where's the churches of Laodicea? These were churches because the Lord Himself said unto the church of Laodicea. In other words, unto the church He spoke about of these seven churches in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. In other words, he spoke of these things. And so the angel of the church, the pastor of the church, I write these things. So they're not there now. So they were real churches because the Lord's Word is true. He believed the Word. He wrote it down by holy men of old, and He called it a church. It was a gathering there. And so even the church of Laodicea, which was a church that said they were rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, they had more or less programmed God out, is what it amounts to. And yet Jesus said, you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, and gave them advice to be saved. Some of them wasn't saved, but some of them just need to anoint the eyes with eye salve. They need to allow the Holy Spirit to let them see clearly. And because, you see, there was a church there. That means there had to be at least two people who were saved by the grace of God, and therefore it was a true church in the Laodicea time. And so, therefore, we realize that the membership is you're baptized into a local visible body, which is a type. You have closed communion when the church come together, and the Bible says, tell it to the church. You can't tell it to some things to the every saint in the world. You don't even know who they are. But you tell it to the church. That's, even though the church is not pure as far as the local visible body, we're in a mess today. Many have made false professions. And the Bible says many is going to say to me in that day, means a day of judgment, Lord, Lord, have we not cast out devils in thy name? Have we not done many wonderful and prophesied preachers and many wonderful works in thy name? And then will I profess unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. So the church today is not pure. But when the Lord comes back, the church will be pure. In other words, He's going to call out the church, and it'll be a local, visible body at that time, just like today the types are as far as what He has for us today. Now, I started to tell you about being there in Turkey in 1974 when we visited these seven churches of Asia listed in Revelation. Our guides kept telling us that this is they would show us a building and say this is the first building where the church met in. And they kept saying that 313 A.D., 313 A.D. And I wondered, at that time, I didn't fully understand exactly what he was saying. But then I realized that was after Constantine had baptized his army, and they constituted what was called the Catholic Church, and they built a building for them to meet in. And what monstrosities many of those buildings are. I want to tell you, it's not about gold on the wall in the building. It's about the gold of deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so as a result, it's not the building, it's the Lord. He's the foundation, He's the head, He's the chief cornerstone, and He's to be that of the local visible body. And we're to look to Him for leadership, not some hierarchy like even Baptist churches get in today where they've got different people who direct them and try to make things happen, and even deacons board today inside the churches who try to run the churches, thinks that's their job. That's not their job. Jesus Christ is the head of His church, and His church is a type, local visible body of a church is a type, and will be, and we're all saints will be called out, and it'll still be a local visible body. So the church, is the church universal or local? The church is local. The church is visible. It's not universal. It's not invisible. And I pray that God would help you. Now, if you've been saved by the grace of God, you'll be baptized to show the world that you have been, and you'll be baptized into a local church where you bring your tithes, and therefore you'll serve Him through that local church. Because to Him be glory in the church. Anything outside of a local New Testament church, that any organization will not receive rewards one day at the judgment seat of Christ. It's going to only be done through His local, visible church that will one day be called out all saints and be local and visible in heaven. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air, in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.